Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Palm Sunday, everyone, for those of you who celebrate Christianity. And for the rest of you, happy spring. I tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous here in Connecticut. And when I say gorgeous, 74 degrees. So I was speaking with my friend out in Colorado, and she said it was getting ready to snow. And I said, oh, poor baby. Well, I want to send you some warmth, Jules, from here in Connecticut. I am excited and also grateful for those of you who decide to spend this amazing Palm Sunday evening with me.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
As I said before, it's such an amazing day here in Connecticut, and I pray wherever you are, it is an amazing day, or you did have an amazing day, because some people are 8 or 12 hours or 16 hours time difference from where I am broadcasting from. Again, today is a Sunday when we do some life issues segment, and before I do the housekeeping, I want to tell you that we are going to be talking about write it down and make it happen. It's springtime, and earlier on in the year, we spoke about creating our intentions, and now we are 4 months in the new year, and I decide to just revisit that with you, and to talk about how we can write it down and to manifest it, write it down and make it happen. So that's what we're going to talk about. So in the meantime, when I am doing my housekeepings, I encourage you to get your water, get your writing equipment, whatever it is you're using to write or to cut together your notes on, so that you won't be disturbed once we start speaking, because you don't want to miss anything. You want to make sure you get everything. And when you go back to listen to the archive, it is going to be like an affirmation because you would have heard it live. So while I do my housekeeping, I encourage you to get your pens, pads, iPod, whatever it is that you're using to get notes on, you bring it back. So while we do that, you know that this month we are celebrating 6 years here on this platform. Yeah, happy anniversary to us. And I'm telling you, I'm having so much fun with quite a few of my experts who had been on the show before returning to celebrate with us. And in addition to them coming back, what I'm asking all my listeners and supporters to do on this our anniversary month, I want for you to donate to my nonprofit. I founded the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is a nonprofit that right now we have one project. We have the breakfast feeding program in Jamaica. And after we get the breakfast launched, we are going to be starting a program with the parents where the parents grow the crops that's cooked at the cafeteria. And our big range goal is to build a cafeteria later on. So we've been called to do big things, and I'm depending on each and every one of you. For the 11 of you who already donated to us, 11 people donated, $447 combined. I thank you. I thank you. It doesn't matter how much you can donate because every little bit counts. So don't sit and say you can't write a big check. So long as you can write a check, you can do something. All right? It doesn't have to be a large one. Whatever you have, you give it with a willing heart. And to do your donations, you could go to GoFundMe.com/ the numeral 1, lowercase g, the number 4, lowercase m, the numbers 3 and 8. GoFundMe.com, 1G4M38. So just go there and you can make your donations there. If you want to make your donations via PayPal, you could use this email, dynamicdaphne12@att.net. dynamicdaphne12@att.net. And that's to donate via PayPal. If you do not care to use either of those platforms, then you can message me or you can call me and leave a message at 203-794-6208. And you can leave a message there and someone will return your call and will tell you where to mail the check to. You can make the check out to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And then we will tell you the address, the mailing address that you can send the check out. And for the listeners here on the show, I'm asking you, in this our anniversary month, if you would make a donation to our nonprofit. We are asking all the return guests and experts to do the very same. And we are asking you, the supporters, to just donate something, whatever it is that you can donate. It will bring us closer to our goal. So go to the link, gofundme.com/1G as in George, 4M as in Michael, 38, and you can donate there, all right? So I'm looking forward that even after the show tonight, that the numbers, the dollar amount will change, and it will change and be in the increase. because that's what we are believing for. I am just so very excited about this project, and I can't wait to see it launch. So also, if you have any ideas, call 203-794-6208, or you can message me right here. If you are a web designer and you are looking to volunteer some time to create the website for the nonprofit organization, you can message me or call me as well on the phone, and we will discuss the details about that. Now, continuing with our housekeeping, if you have not yet done so, I encourage you to mark the show favorite so you will be kept informed who my guests are each week. And I want you to connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. Also on Twitter, @DynamicDaphne. On Pinterest, Instagram, and LinkedIn, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And if you forget all of these things that I have mentioned, all you need to do is to Google Daphne Clark Hudson, and you will be able to learn about all the things I'm involved with and all the places that I will be coming up in the rest of this year. So connect with me on social media and let me get to learn a little bit more about what you do and how we can make a difference in the world. All right, so let's move into the episode for this evening. Write it down and make it happen. Now, I'm sure you will agree with me that it is springtime. And because I know I am no different from the rest of you out there, there were times gone by when, no, it's only March the 13th, and I would have forgotten all about goals that I had put on paper on January 1st. So I've decided that today would be a great day for us to talk about write it down and make it happen. So you notice I'm saying write it down. I'm not saying type it on the typewriter. And I literally mean write it down. Because once you write it down, you are going to stay committed to that. So it's a way of owning up to it and just say, well, you know, I write it down and I have to follow through right now, because you release it to the universe, and the universe is going to be faithful in helping you to manifest that. So you want to be at the right place when you're supposed to be, so that you are not out of order, out of sync with your vision and purpose. So, now, I don't want you to look at whatever you have the goals that you had set for this year at. I don't want you to look at that now. However, I want you to get to the journal and the pen that you are writing in. I want you to write it with hand and paper. And later on, if you want to type it, that's okay. But I need you to write it, because there's a connection between your fingers and the pen and your brain. And I want to make sure that you get full advantage of that. So the first thing I want you to think about is, how am I going to record this? And for some people, we have fancy diaries or journals or whatever label, but a good old black and white composition book will do just fine. So if you have those stores, discounted stores in your area, you can pick them up for like a dollar a piece. And they have quite a few pages in there. So, you know, you get it now. You know, we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to be looking at in order to create your list. So you're going to write it down and you're going to watch it manifest itself. So write it down and make it happen. Whatever you write down will certainly become in a manifestation in your life. It is going to be part of who you are. So why not just collaborate with the universe in manifesting everything that you write down? So you are going to start with your intentions. What are your intentions? List them. You put one on that first line, and you begin to write. Write each thing. Each intention goes on a separate line. Okay? So after you write down your intentions, I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I know what I really, really want? Do I know what I really, really want? And after you write that question down, you take some time to put some subheadings underneath it. So you identify that you know what you really, really want, and under the big heading, you are going to begin to put some subheadings under that. This way, when you go back to transfer it to whatever you are storing it on, it's going to begin to jog your memory, and it will help you to understand more about what it is you are writing. And for me, too, it helps me to build faith and full understanding into what I need to do. So when you think about the question, what you really, really want, remember, you're asking yourself that question, not what somebody else tells you that you ought to be. You know why you were born. We all know that. You have that feeling inside of you that tells you, oh, I'm supposed to be doing this and I'm supposed to be doing that. That's why there are hundreds and thousands of people who are in careers and jobs that they are unhappy with because they just went in because the money was good. Now, as you list your intention, know that those intentions is supposed to help you touch lives and make a difference in somebody else's life. Once you begin to make a difference in people's lives, it's going to bring you referrals. It's going to bring you new friends and associates, you name it. People are going to be coming out of the woodworks to see you. And that's when you know that what you are doing is touching the lives of other people. Ladies and gentlemen, your goal and focus is not supposed to be on yourself. It is supposed to be about somebody else and how you can make a difference in their lives, whether directly or indirectly, in person or over the phone or over the Skype. When you make a connection with somebody, you want to make a difference in their life. And what is that difference? Sometimes you don't know at the onset what the difference is. But as you engage in conversation with the individual, you learn so much about that individual. And your goal, will be to assist and help them to just be creative and to live their dream, that dream that has been laying dormant inside of them for many, many years. You know, there's a saying that it's never over until the fat lady sings. Well, I was telling a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, this fat lady is never going to end singing. She's always going to be singing because once you are committed to something, you are in 100%. There is no turning back. It's like jumping out of an airplane. Once the parachute, once you jump out, you are out. You cannot turn back and say, I don't want to go anymore. And it's the same thing here with the entrepreneurship and us writing it down and make sure it happens. So a lot of times we get so caught up into everyday life and the busyness of what's going on around us, and we don't take the time to really assess and analyze the result that we are getting towards our goals in life. The next thing I want you to do is to create a brain box. And you're probably asking, what is a brain box? It's not a box that you put your brains in, but it is a box where you're going to collect ideas and suggestions. And a lot of times it has to do with services. It has to do with lingo, whatever it is. You collect that and you save it. And you can revisit it regularly, but you save it because you know the more diversified your storage box is, the better it is going to be for you. The next thing I want you to do is to ask yourself the question, how am I blocking me? Am I honestly and truly ready to receive? And there's no wrong or right answer to that question, because each and every one of us have different timetables, and it's only God knows when our time for manifestation, or as a matter of fact, anything else that is happening in our lives, only God knows that. However, we can stay prepared to receive. And how you do that? You do that by not bad-mouthing other people, by not being envious of other people. And you do that by staying focused on your goals, okay? So again, we mentioned about getting the journal to write it down. Write it down and make it happen. You are going to be surprised the difference that this exercise bring about in your life. Now, the next thing I want you to do is to face and address your monsters. I know that there are many people who are experiencing fear, and some people feel it's like a double whammy because they are fearful and there's another hindrance that is in their life, which is called shame. And the last one I want to mention in that category is shame and guilt. You feel guilty about something that you have done in the past, and you cannot forgive yourself for it. You refuse to forgive yourself for it, and you also refuse to love yourself no matter what. So it is very, very important for you to concentrate on yourself. It is also important that during this time, you assess the situation carefully, because you might be your worst enemy. If you get up every day and you're whining and cussing and carrying on and nothing is right for you, do you think that you're going to be able to keep manifesting in your life? No, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. Because what is happening? You are not showing appreciation for what you have, no matter how large or small. You are just, you know, just standing there and just going with the flow. However, you got to be sure to pay attention to what's happening around you. And if you need to sever some relationships, you got to know when to call it quits. And don't even turn around with that guilty feeling, or regardless of what they say. You got to build yourself up, and you got to know yourself more than anybody else knows you. So be sure to jot everything down, that little composition book. I know some people, they write the things on 3x5 cards, and they number the cards, and they put them on a little, like a key ring. They punch a hole to the corner and put it on a little key ring. And if they're traveling, they have it with them. Some people take the train or the bus or carpool to go to work, and they always have those with them so that it can keep them reminded of the things that they have committed to take action on. Write it down and make it happen. Will only take place when you make the decision to take action. It's important to take action, and action is only going to come after you make the decision that you are not going to settle for where you are. You have had enough, and now is the time to do some things differently and to do some things better. You are not doing it differently, and you are not doing it better because you want to compare yourself or compete with somebody else. You are doing it differently, and you are doing it better because you want to do it for you. You are the important person here. You cannot be competing with somebody else. The only thing you can compete with is your past performance. And once you get that in your head, half of your battle is going to be over. Half of your battle will be over. So, if you are listening to me today for the first time, I'm glad that you're hearing this now, because you are probably someone who for a long time have been concentrating on, oh, this person has this and that person has this and this person do that, that person do that. Forget about the Joneses. Forget about the Joneses and look in the mirror and concentrate on the person that is looking back at you. Because the only reason that you are not accomplishing that which you are called to do is because you're not writing things down. So you're not writing it down, nothing is happening. You're not writing it down and you're not focusing on what you are supposed to do. You're spending your time watching other people. Other people are not your responsibility. You are your responsibility. And the end result, regardless of what it is it's up to you. So, you ladies, you got to put your big girl panties on and decide that, hey, it's April 2014. Back in January, I said I was going to do this, I was going to do that, and I have not scratched the surface yet. Enough is enough, ladies. Enough is enough. Now is the time to get up and take action. Stop blaming others for your shortcomings. All right? There is only one way when you are stuck that you can get a resolution. And the one way to do that is to write through your resolution. Whatever it is that you want, you got to start writing. You know, I one of my clients said to me last week, she's working on some real big goals, and there's one situation that been bugging her, and 3 weeks ago she like faced her demons, if you want, and she began to write. And I remember the first day that she wrote for about 2 hours. And after we met up after those 2 hours, she said, when I look on my paper, I could not imagine that what were on those pages was what really came out of my pen. And those are powerful statements, because when we write, we manifest. When we write, we cleanse. When we write, we heal. So when you do all those things, you're healing, you're manifesting, you're cleansing, then it's like a garden. The flowers are nourished and they begin to bloom, and that's when your creativity begins to flow. The creativity just starts flowing. When you bag everything up inside of you and you don't write about it, you're not manifesting anything. So this is your opportunity to just grab whatever it is you have, those goals or goal poster or intention board, whatever it is that you worked on back in January. Today is the 13th of April, 2014. And we have around about 55 minutes remaining. If you're in the chat room and you need some help, or even on the phone, if you need some help in modifying that paper, I want you to call me. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. That's the number you can call, and I will help to walk you through what is on your paper and what you need to get rid of. Honestly, don't worry about feeling shameful or disappointed that you haven't done anything since January. That's okay. Today is the new beginning for you. Today is the best day of the rest of your life. And I want you to strongly believe that. Whether you're listening in the chat room or whether you're listening live on the computer or on your phone or you are getting it on the archive, it really doesn't matter. What I want you to do is for each day when you wake up, I want you to say, today is the best day of the rest of my life. Today is the best day of the rest of my life. And you keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it until you feel it in your heart. Sometimes you're going to feel like not saying it. However, still say it because it will make a difference, a huge, huge difference in your life. Facing and addressing your monsters. Each and every one of us have different monsters. Some of us have the monster of hate, anger, fear. Fear is a big monster. There are lots of people who, even professional people, who you think would not feel that way. But they have a big monster of fear. And because of that, they hold themselves back. And they don't want to be in gatherings of any sort. And even when they kind of bridge the gap and get into a little group for something, they feel so inferior and feel as if they don't belong. And then it doesn't work out for them and they separate themselves. If you find yourself going through that I just explained, write it down. Write the kind of person you are looking to become. Each and every detail, you write it in the journal and you leave it there. You don't have to keep reading it every minute. You write it, you accept it, and you leave it there. All right? The next thing I want to talk about is changing your environment. There are a lot of times when we know change is needed. However, for different circumstances sometimes, we refuse the change. What is good for one person is not good for the other. However, I encourage you to examine your situation as an individual and see how it impacts your life. If you have spouses, if you have a family, now you will need to view it from the position of how it will affect the family. Change in the environment, sometimes you probably won't have the opportunity to relocate your home. But you can do things like if you have a lake near you, you can go to the lake and spend some time to do your writing. If you have beautiful mountains, you can do a hike and you can just get some time, get a different location and go and see how you feel about that. You embrace that change in your environment until you're able to move your house or move your family to someplace else. There is a show where people are doing like house swapping in different countries. And I admire those people because a lot of them have tiny children. And they are switching up these environments and exposing the children to different cultures and different ethnicity. And the list goes on and on. And, you know, these children are going to be growing up much more rounded than you and I because they are exposed at a young age. However, you and I, not because we are older and we are adults, we cannot add more value to our lives. We can sure do that. And again, how can we do that? We can use our pen and our paper and we can design that person that we want to be. We can sure design that person that we want to be. And for those of you who are just listening or you're just joining me, I want you to call me at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
And you remember that we are celebrating our anniversary month this month, and I'm asking all my listeners and guests to donate at http://gofundme.com/1gm. You can donate at http://www.gofundme.com/1G4M38. And if you choose to donate via PayPal, it's a the email to do that is dynamicdaphne12@att.net, and you are donating to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., and that's the nonprofit that is focusing on the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School, the farming farm program for the parents after the breakfast is launched, because we want for them to grow the produce to supply the cafeteria. And also the long-range goal is to build a cafeteria for the school. So however, come this September, we want to start the breakfast feeding program. And thanks to the 11 people who donate already, our amount stands at $447. So I'm very grateful for the 11 people who donate. And when you go to the site, you'll see all the people who donate there. All right? Now, the next thing I want to tell you, that this week for the celebration with us for the anniversary, on the 15th at 11 a.m., I am having Kathy Cage is coming to spend some time with us, celebrate with us, and talk about something that she is doing. And on Wednesday, I'm having two amazing, phenomenal women. I'm having Veronica Conway and Talia Stovall. And you never know who else is going to be calling in, because some of the experts whose schedule does not allow for them to be on a full segment are going to be popping up and just calling in from wherever they are and whenever their schedule allow them to do so. So you never know whose voice you're going to be hearing here for the rest of the month as we celebrate 6 years here on Blog Talk Radio. Last Tuesday, the 8th, I had the CEO and co-founder, Alan Levy, on the show. And that was an amazing, amazing episode. It was really, really a great episode to hear the story about how he started and to see where the platform is. So I just wanted to share that with you and encourage you to go to gofundme.com/G1G4M38. So you go there and whatever it is that you can donate, they have some dollar amounts stated there. However, there's a link that you can click on which asks you how much you would want. It says other. You can check on the other button if you don't see what you want to donate. On the page, we start from $5 up. But if you have less than $5, we want to take that as well. Or if you have more than $5, we welcome it and welcome you. So, again, I look forward for your support. Okay. Yes. So we were talking about, before we did the commercial, we're talking about changing the environment. And I mentioned that sometimes you cannot move your rail location somewhere else, but while you wait on that opportunity, you can start off by just doing things differently, like going to the lake, going to the park to do the things that you are doing, and that will offer you a change of pace and also your environment as well. Now, I want you to make a commitment to write daily in that book. Because you know why? You know what I'm going to tell you. You need to hold yourself accountable, and you need to stay committed to that which you start. So even when nobody else is supporting you, you got to support and believe in yourself. If it is to be, it's up to me. Yes, your family members might not be in your corner. The honest truth is, it doesn't matter. And you know why it doesn't matter? Because the journey you're on, it's not their journey. You have been called to turn up for duty. I'm sure when you were called, you were not told that you want to come and hold a slot for Daphne or to hold a slot for June or to hold a slot for Dolores. You are called to take up the baton for your own duty. So, turn up. You got to do your best. You got to give it all you have got. Every little bit that you have, you got to put it in there. You know, there are a lot of times when we start to work for ourselves and things like that, and we think that we ought to slack up, because now you're working for yourself. You don't need to do X, Y, and you don't need to do Z. I'm here to tell you that that is the time when you need to really work hard. Because if, can you imagine putting in 45, 55, 60 hours a week in your own business like you used to do on the job? Can you imagine if we all would start to do that? It would be an amazing, amazing result that we are getting. But a lot of times we become complacent once we start doing our own businesses, and that's why we fail. Again, we're talking about writing it down and make it happen. As you examine yourself and you see the situations that is going on, take it to the writing, take it to the journal, write it down. Because I don't want you, when you find out about the negative parts of you and what you're not doing, I don't want you to start beating up on yourself. What I want you to do is to write it down. Write down what you're acknowledging and owning, because that is your truth. And write down the action step that you need to take to resolve it. So it's not rocket science, you know? So long as we embrace and accept our truth, the next thing we are going to write, what am I willing to do about it? What am I willing to do about it? You write that down. So what just happened? You accept, you take action, you decide, you accept, you decide, and you take action. All right? For those of you who are listening, remember I just said if you have a goals and things that you have been stuck with on your intention board that you had constructed, we have 36 minutes remaining, and you can call in, and I'll help you to figure out where you have gotten stuck and what we can do to move you forward. And for those of you in the chat room, call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. All right, moving right along. As you write things down to make them happen, you also need to write down what your core group of influencers look like. Who do you want in your group to support you? Who do you want in your group that will help you to stretch way beyond where you couldn't even imagine? You write that down as well. And I am going to tell you that you need to have a page that is specifically for that. You're not going to write anything on that page other than my core circle of influencers, my core circle of people. In that core circle, it might be your coach, your mentor, whoever it is, you look on your list and see what your core group look like and what is it you are looking to accomplish from that. And you jot it down. After you do your core group of influencers, do your best to become part of a mastermind group. Mastermind group. And the mastermind groups, the members and participants does not need to be local to you. They can be anywhere over the world. However, you want to belong to a mastermind group that is already doing the things that you are looking to accomplish in your life or your business. So be sure you know what it is you bring to the table when you become part of this group. You're not just going there to get leads. That's not why you are going there. You are going there to add value and to have value added to you. So know your stuff. Know what it is that you bring to the table. So when you turn up, people are not going to be surprised. You know you came bringing gifts. And they want to learn about the gifts that you bring. And they're going to be thinking, yeah, they're adding value, so I want him or her to be part of this group. All right, so identify your stuff. Know your stuff. You know the results that they're going to be getting for including you. Take the first initiative to state what it is that you bring that gives value. Please, you don't need to wait for people to ask you. You can be sure to have it ready so that the first thing you're sharing, you say, well, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. I am excited to be part of these group. I want to thank you all for welcoming me here. And I have jot a few things down for you. Here is a list of the things that I see myself bringing to this organization. Here is my list of things that I think that can add value to what it is that you're doing. And you read their list, you read your list off to each person in the mastermind group. And at the end of your presentation, you would have made a copy for them. So at the end of your presentation, you give them that copy. So everyone has a written copy of what it is that you come with to be part of the mastermind group. I tell you, those of us that really appreciate to be part of a mastermind group, it's amazing, and it's really open up your eyes, and it gives you the opportunity to have live people to evaluate your service and your messages and all of that before you blindly put it out on the market. So, the next thing we're going to talk about is resistance has a meaning. And a lot of times that resistance is raising its ugly head because of past experiences that you have gone through. If that's you and if that is happening to you, I encourage you to seek professional help so that that can stop plaguing you, right? You can journal about it. However, you still need to have professional help. What's your daily ritual in your life? You know, some people get up and you hear some people say, oh, I can't do a thing before I have my coffee. Some people say, oh, I have to have my tea. Some people said, I have to have this, I have to have that. You have to know what your daily rituals are. However, I'm here to share something, a big million-dollar secret with you. The minute you open your eyes every morning, I want you to find something to give gratitude for. Something to be grateful for. Know that it's such a privilege to wake up, because a lot of times people go to bed and that's the last we hear or see of them. So every morning as you sit up in your bed, before your feet even hit the floor, I want you to have a few moments where you can share your gratitude, whatever it is that is happening in your life, and give thanks. You're going to find out that that makes a lot of difference. The other thing that is making a lot of difference is meditation. And you listen to a lot of the entrepreneur gurus now, and they are sharing that their businesses turned around when they began a meditation ritual. Now, so that's, if you are not yet doing that, write that in your book and research it and see how 5, 3, 10, 15, 20 minutes a day can make a difference in your life. So there's a lot and lots and lots to be done. However, it can be done. All I ask is that you pick your pen up, pick your paper up, and start to write. Another challenging things I know we all go through, and I'm saying we because sometimes I have issues with the same thing, and I have to keep telling myself, there are people out there who can do it better than you. You don't need to do everything yourself. You can delegate it to somebody to do. And this has to do with letting go. Letting go. Sometimes we need to let go of people. Sometimes we need to let go of things. Sometimes we need to let go of tasks. My issue was with tasks because I just think that if somebody's working for me, they're going to take my material and they're going to give it to somebody else and blah, 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 and the list goes on and on. So for many years, I struggled with that, wherein I didn't want people to have my material, and therefore I was so stressed out doing everything myself. So don't make the mistake that I have made in the past. I want you to write things down and make sure they happen, and you too are going to be growing as you do that. One of the, if after you start writing, if you are still having issues, I want for you to, if you're still having issues, I want for you to write a letter to the universe. And I want to write, I want to read something for you here from this book. Write it down and make it happen. Hey, what do you know? That's the name of the book I'm reading it from. It reads, Writing Letters to God. The Middle Eastern expression, from your lips to God's ears, mean, may God hear your prayer. I say, from your pen to God's ears. And why not? Praying on paper is a way of acknowledging God's presence in your life, asking for help, and giving thanks. Tap into one of your journals. It's a cocktail napkin from United Airlines with a phrase script across it. It was the nearest thing to write on when I was in the friendly skies. Watching the in-flight movie, The Wedding Singer, it is the sweet movie, but I wasn't paying too much attention to it until I heard this line sung in the background as the hero renounced to lose his sweetheart. I don't believe in an interventionist God. Maybe he didn't believe, but God intervened anyway. Anyway, he got the girl he longed to marry. I do believe in the interventionist God, a God who cares for me personally. Sometimes it seems kind of silly. Surely the Almighty has more pressing things on his agenda than your lost notebook, I tell him. There are wars and famine and terrorist bombing and the people in serious pain, emotional and physical. There in heaven, does a letter like this goes. Dear God, please help me find my missing journal. It has a lot of important stuff in it. It is somewhere in your world, and I love it, and I leave it at a coffee shop. Would they call me, or did they just toss it in the drawer, waiting for me to ask? God, please help. You know where it is. There must be a lost and found department in heaven. Or maybe God gives the assignment over to a low-level agent. I don't know. All I do know is that when I write letters to God, no matter how mundane they are, God answers the mail. Letting the pen respond. Sometimes the answer comes through my writing, as a dialogue. I usually write to God at night before going to bed, and then first thing in the morning, while I am only half awake, I write out both sides of the conversation going on inside my sleepy head. I write down the words as fast as they come to me, without stopping to edit or analyze. I repeat the cue from the right before. Often I am startled by the directiveness of the response. God, where is the letter from the program director? It is inside a bag, the black canvas bag under the desk. Sometimes the reply is not what I want or expect, but there is always kindness and caring in it. Like a loving parent, supportive but admonishing. Is my journal in the car trunk with my laptop? No, it is not. I want you to finish writing this book. I will make that ease and flowing for you. Do not let anything stand in the way. Not anything. Let go of finding the journal. Let go of wondering and worrying God to Vince. And write. You can do it. And it will flow as soon as you give it the time. That's all that is needed. Yes, well, find what is missing after you reclaim, rediscover your own powers. All you need is within me. All you need is within. Just write. Any chance I could find the floppy disk? I know I entered so much on there. It will come to you. Don't waste time looking. I did as I was told and went back to my writing. To my delight, both the disc and the journal did show up in a few days. Is it your own superconscious answering? When you pause, when you pose a question at night and get an answer in the morning, the doubters will say it is your own subconscious answering. That may be true, but then too, maybe it is God's leading you to the part of your subconscious that has the answer. Before I dismiss the answer, I get as simple my own imagination. I recall the dramatic incident that happened several years ago. I was scheduled to give a presentation to a large group of over 400 people out of state. Sponsor had invited me to sell my books and my tapes. I might have the back of the room. They would even provide assistance to help me manage the money. This was a great boom, but at the time I had no audio to sell. Then I remembered a program I had done 8 years earlier, which had been taped. I realized the message of the tape would be perfect for the audience, but I only had 1 week to find it, duplicate it, and package it. I had searched the family room where we kept tracks and tracks of all motivational tapes and sales tapes and even some tapes of radio interviews or other programs I had done, none of which seemed right. I knew which tape I wanted, but I didn't have a clue where that tape could be. I only knew that it existed. I was feeling rather desperate, perhaps more so because I was worried about money. If I could find this tape, it would help me. Dear God, I need to find the audio tape to copy for sale at the convention this weekend. Please tell me in writing tomorrow morning where to find it directly. No time to waste. And also, could you wake me up in time feeling refreshed, even though I am going to bed so late tonight? Thank you for my friends and my family who are the rock of Gibraltar in my life. Next morning early, I pulled my journal into bed with me. I was still groggy, but I could write. I cut right to the chase. Okay, God, so where is the audio tape? In the attic. Huh? Not in the family room where all the other tapes aren't? In the attic. I didn't have any time to waste. I need you right now. The attic is a big place. Where in the attic? I was getting annoyed. I was still sure it was in the family room and I wasn't being sent on a wild goose chase. look to the left, comma, command, what do I look for? A shoebox inside a bigger box on the left middle. Still doubting, and in my pajamas, I went into the hallway and pulled down the spring ladder to the attic. I crawled up the steps, went on my knees along the left, and there was a big box that I had not noticed before. I looked inside and found a shoebox of old tapes, among them the tape I was looking for and needed. This helpful message from God was particularly powerful to me for several reasons. For one, I was at the low ebb in my life, and it reminded me that God cares for another. I was able to duplicate that tape and sell over 200 copies in the next 2 weeks. The income I receive helped sustain me through the time. Most significant, I still haven't figured this part out. The answer belied my own criticism that the answer from God are just in an alpha state. I was not the one who had put the tape in that shoebox in the attic, and I had no two way of knowing it was there. No way except one way. No way except one way. Getting answers indirectly. In your letter, if your letter is a petition, the answer does not always come through the next morning's writing. But if you have asked for it in a prior writing, the return is forthcoming. Years ago, my daughter, Emily, found in her travels and gave me a gift of small pamphlets of about 24 pages that intrigued me. It was published in the 1920s and had a quaint way of using exclamation points and italics. There was much wisdom between the lines. I remembered that the author had made some succinct points about the point of writing down what you want for a life of me. I could not recall where this book came from or how to locate another. I called several bookstores, but it was too tiny to be included in their books in print, so they could not order it. Since it was so old, there was a good chance it was out of print anyway. I was not sure of the author's name, but the title was hard to forget. The publishers claim the title came from an early response of the formula of the manuscript in work. When all other avenues fail, I wrote a letter to God mentioning the book by name and then leaving it in God's hand. I was confident, but if locating that little book were important in my work, God would figure out a way to get me a copy. As it turned out, it was what my cousin Larry calls a zing find. That is a total unexpected perfect connection, like finding the song you have been searching for in a bin, at least used record store. 2 weeks after I penned my request to God, a friend lent me an old book, self-published in 1972, about how to win a contest you enter. Plunked down on the middle of the text, on a certain page, with no translation and no lead, seemingly as an afterthought, was a reference to the work, including ordering information. I almost fell out of my chair, for the author of the contest book to mention this slight 70-year-old pamphlet was one thing, but to tell how to send away for it was pure secretivity. Within the week, I had a copy I needed. So I hope that this is enough information to help you understand the importance of writing down and make it happen. So be patient with yourself. Be loving to yourself, knowing that the fat lady will continue singing as long as you will turn up for rehearsal. Remember that you were born for greatness. You have a destiny, and do not allow anyone or any circumstances to deter you. I'll see you again this week on Tuesday and on Wednesday, when I'm going to have three amazing women celebrating our sixth anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio with us. Enjoy the holy season, everyone. Happy Easter.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?